Alrighty, folks, welcome back to Behind the Buttons. This is our show where we recap what goes into building the fastest growing media company in the great upstate, two buttons deep. I'm Jack, got Taylor on the show, producer Matt on the board, and we are coming to you from Carson's Woodside Tavern in Malta.
One of the best decks in the Capital Region for fact.
100%. This is a top 10 best deck maker, and it doesn't take long to realize why. It has an absolute epic view of Saratoga Lake, which I feel like this is the only elevated view of Saratoga Lake.
100%. I think that's why this place really kind of gained their popularity over the past few years. You're thinking, I got to be right on the water, but this is the better view. This is the premier spot.
Yep. We love a good view. But you have a different memory around here.
When I drive by Carson's Woodside Tavern, I have flashbacks to one of my first professional endeavors as a full-time employee at Two Buttons Deep, which is when I joined a Facebook group called What's Going On Saratoga, and I heard about the Malta Panty Tree. So you're right. We're not in Saratoga. We're in Malta. And a few years ago, there was a rumor that there was a tree on this very road that was covered in women's underwear. And I went out and I chased it down, but it took me like 4 days. So I have actually probably driven by Carson's more than I've been to Carson's because it's a little tough to get in here. It's always popping. And I couldn't pinpoint the exact location of the panty tree. So I'd leave the gym, come here, sit in the parking lot, regroup, and just parade my car up and down this street until I finally freaking found it. Too bad it was 9 a.m. when I did locate it, because what I wanted to do after was come here for a Sam Adams. I deserved it at that point.
Yep. And they have what we think might be the best Sam Adams of all time right here, right now.
Yeah, this is on draft. And I, you know, obviously went up to the bar. They have an outdoor bar here. I'm sure they have an indoor bar, obviously. Very confidently ordered the Sam Summer. But we like compare beers a lot. We look at it. We're not aficionados, but we know a good first sip when we see one.
Yep.
And I don't know if it's just because it's 95 degrees out or we've worked really effing hard the past few weeks. So this beer hits different.
We enjoy the Sam Summer. Cheers.
Cheers to us. Cheers to us.
It is proper summer right now. Just had July 4th, which is on record as the hottest day on Earth.
Are you kidding me?
No, straight up.
In Earth?
I'm telling you.
Mother Earth.
Like
love your mother.
Scientists believe July 4th, 2023 may have been the hottest days on Earth in around 125,000 years.
They believe it.
The global average temperature reached 62.92 degrees Fahrenheit.
What? Wait a minute. That's underwhelming. What? It was 62 degrees in most places?
That's an average. So we're counting Antarctica. We're counting where the polar bears live, all that.
That's actually a really good question I've never thought of. I guess it's not really hypothetical. It's just a straight-up question. Do you think more of the Earth is in a warm climate or a cold climate?
Well, what's warm?
I mean, obviously the equator splits things 50-50, but like warm, like seasonably warm. Like I picture more like North Carolina weather.
Mm-hmm.
So like 62 is like more of an average than like 32 or whatever, I guess.
I'd say majority, yeah.
Majority is cold?
Of land or the earth total?
All right, just keep it simple,
like
okay?
Like places you can live?
Yes.
Yeah.
Habitable areas. Do you think there's more warm places to live?
Yes. Because there's the two lines. All right, Matt, this is your first research. What are there's the equator, then there's two lines, one above, one below.
The axis?
The hemisphere? Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn.
Nailed it.
Oh, he didn't even have to Google it.
Nailed it. Were you smart in school, Matt?
I won't. A little bit.
Yeah.
Matt is crushing it. I just want to give a little flowers to you. You're doing great this summer, bud. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. She watched one of the Buttonista live show clips, and she was like, wow, I loved how you edited in the crowd. And I was like, that was all Matt.
That's a good sign. We've never been able to find somebody that can do what Jack does. And I'm not saying you're there yet. You'd have a long way to go. But everything you've done this summer, I'm like, it looks like Jack did it, which is a really big compliment. So
appreciate that. Thank
and
you.
Just that knowledge on top of it. I mean, if we ever hire him, he doesn't even need a phone plan because he doesn't need to Google. So
Tropic of Capricorn. I already forgot it.
Capricorn and Cancer.
Capricorn is the one to the south, and Tropic of Cancer is towards the north.
And you just know that off your dome.
That's earth science, like ninth grade.
Wow. Oh, yep. God. Me and Jack met in earth science class in sixth grade, actually.
Well, I see you guys were busy being friends and not paying attention.
We literally talked about doing stuff like this, which is why we don't remember the Tropic of Cancer.
And, wait, you should be on like a Jeopardy, maybe.
I would love to. Oh, is
this lip to tip,
be,
Matt?
Yeah, this might go. Be yeah a bit of Matt knowledge I haven't revealed yet. That I hosted a like a trivia game show in college.
Oh,
it's like online. I was hoping you guys didn't find that while you were in the hiring process. But
no way. Yeah, well, you're lucky. There. We didn't Google you actually, but maybe we'll drop by and visit Matt at college his last semester. Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, go to Marist.
Finally determine if it's upstate or not.
Learn some geography.
All right, that might have to be full circle. I'll come to your school. Do a man on the street. Is yep. this upstate New York?
I love that.
I'll get that coordinated once I'm down there. I'm
all okay. right.
I love that.
I don't know if I want you involved because you're going to sway.
Fair enough.
Yeah, he's
you said it's
posse.
Not upstate. So
you can meet at the Stewart's down there and we'll go from there.
See? Exactly.
It's upstate. That answers it right there. But upstate New York, Jack, is not a warm climate. So I think...
So you don't think this counts
no,
as warm?
No.
Oh, what?
No. I mean like Key West and shit.
That changed. All right. That's hot.
Warm most
warm
of the year
is 60, like a spring day.
All right, so here's my answer. I think most of the climate is warmer than like where we live, in my head. Which is
all right, Matt. You know everything.
I'm looking it up. That's what I got.
Is there? That's a really good question. I wonder what people think. Is there more warm places or cold?
I think you need like a definitive line to measure it, because your definition of warm. Is my definition of hot.
So let's go with what you just said. Scientifically speaking, if the average on July 4th was 62.8 degrees or whatever, do you think more places would meet that as an average or their average would fall below 62.8?
It might just be the Arctic bringing it down.
Or like Russia, I feel.
Yeah.
You know? But I would say most places I feel are warm. Warmer than that.
Yeah.
But maybe it's because that's like my lifestyle and my goals. So
yeah,
I think about that more.
I was ready to go to France in October, picturing like swimming in the beaches and stuff. And then I found out it's like colder than New York. So
shit.
We're going in the summer instead.
Oh, I thought you were going to go in January on your Groupon.
Oh, that's what I meant. January. Yeah.
So you can swim there in January in Paris?
No, I can't. So we're not going.
So you're not going to go in January?
No, we're going to go in the summer instead.
Summer in Paris sounds better.
Yeah.
Any updates, Matt?
I can't find, I don't think there's a number on if there's more or less, you know, warm climates, but not to have a non-definitive answer, but Google says upstate New York has warm summers and long cold winters, which is very
true. We're aware.
So.
Thank you, Google. Yeah, that's great information.
Yeah.
That's
right
excellent.
Middle,
yes, I agree. I don't believe that it was the hottest day because it wasn't 62 degrees as an average for the hottest day in the entire earth is so mind-blowingly underwhelming. That I'm just like, F off with that fact. Like, but I don't love that fact.
It wasn't the hottest day in upstate New York.
No, it was the hottest day in the earth.
On earth. In general.
I don't know. I guess I'm not ready to accept that.
They believe.
Is it because of global warming?
Probably.
Get Joe Biden out of here.
Yeah.
Have him swim the distance of the Saratoga Lake. And
that'll
tell us.
That'll fix it.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't
know.
Give him
a nice cold Sam Adams. Do you have a good July 4th?
Relatively speaking, yes. Are we doing peaks and pits?
I was going to get through July 4th first. I didn't think that was our peak or our pit, but...
I can share.
Yeah.
I mean, I think what I realized about me, and this is... I don't want my family to take offense to this, but, like, I just felt like I had a really white trash day yesterday.
Okay.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, I'm blessed. I have a beautiful house, and I live in Saratoga, and we have great jobs, and it's all good in the hood. But when... It's a holiday, just social media and life in general puts so much pressure on you to do, like, the cool thing. And I'm like, how at the ripe age of 29.8, I don't have anybody in my life that would invite me on a boat or a pool. And worse, obviously, I don't have a boat or a pool myself. So when it gets nice out, I'm truly tanning in, like, boxer shorts and a bikini top in my yard, just slinging White Claw vodka sodas. You know, we grilled, like, nice food. So it's just this juxtaposition of, like we're doing nice things in a nicer house and, like, I'm happy. But at the same time, I'm, like, I'm literally, like, laying on a chair with my belly hanging out, like, just drinking White Claw, like, in my backyard, like a white trash person would do. And I don't know if you can even say that anymore.
I mean, how'd you feel?
Like I wanted to be on someone's boat or in someone's goddamn mother freaking pool.
The thing is, you did get an invite.
Where?
Matt Baumgartner. He invited us both.
He doesn't have a pool.
He's on a lake.
Or a boat.
I was on a boat.
You were at his house?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I didn't know
you
that.
You got the exact...
I would have gone.
It was a text group thread
with
the
three of us.
Oh, I
didn't know it was there. I thought it was at June Farms.
No, it was at his lake house.
Oh, that makes me feel very uncool then. Yeah.
There was a boat, and there was... it was a complete opposite of you. There was literally... a reality show being filmed the entire time.
Oh, I thought it was all at June Farms. No. That's a hike for me, though. You got to understand. And we worked, like, the majority of the day. So I didn't really have the full day off. But it does motivate me because I really do think, I mean, we're coming off this big live show, which I know we'll talk about. But, you know, I think in my world, like, we're nowhere where we want to be. Or at least I'm not. And I feel, like, humbled by that. That I'm like, okay, today I'm in my backyard. You know, we're mowing the lawn and doing housework. And I'm listing things on Facebook Marketplace for extra money. But, you know, one day I'm going to look back on this. And I am going to have the things that I want for my future family or whatever. So it's a good motivating factor. And the day ended with me, my mom, and Keith just hanging out, laughing our asses off, making espresso martinis. And that, I'm like, these are my people. This is all good. Like, I don't have any real bad feelings about it. But the one thing, it was going to be my pit. But my mom just moved to Saratoga. And the Saratoga fireworks are on the parking garage, which is the newer one that's, like, kind of at North Broadway. Mm-hmm. So my mom's apartment is, like, a straight beeline to that. So days in advance, we're like, perfect, we're going to, like, do dinner at my house, we'll go over to my mom's and watch the fireworks, and we're going to have the best view. Like, there's a tree line, but I'm, like, you know, doing my axis of Capricorn and whatever, I'm like, I think scientifically we're going to have the best view of the fireworks. You could literally just see the tip of every firework. Just a couple little things. We had a horrible view. Ooh. We tried to go to her roof. It was even worse. Like, you just couldn't see them at all. So it was a very funny way to end the day, thinking, like, we have the best freaking plan in place. She's literally right downtown, but the trees are just too tall, and the parking garage, I guess, isn't. So that was a little bit of a bummer. But you're big on the firework grind. Like, everybody's seen them. We don't need to see them again.
Yeah.
I'm good with them.
After I went to American Cancer Society's Red, White, and Blue Party, they did a drone show. And there is no excuse to do fireworks now that drone shows exist.
Yeah.
It is light years cooler. And when you film it, it's cool to watch.
Yep.
It's cool to post.
Yep.
And they can always be different.
Yep.
Like, the possibilities are quite literally endless. You know, this one had probably 30 drones, but think if they get 1080 by 720. That's a TV. Like, you can do so many things with a drone show with zero environmental impact, zero dogs running away, zero people being startled or hands blown off.
Yep.
Maybe they might get caught off, but drone shows are the future.
Yeah.
So I don't know the price of them. I don't know the logistics. I'm sure it's sky high right now, but I bet in 5 to 10 years, fireworks are going to be one of those things that, like, you look back and you're like, how did people ever do that?
Like penny candy, baby. It's just one of those things from the past.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd like to see a drone show. They're doing crazy shit with drones. I saw on the Today Show they're doing, like, all this, like, police, like, mitigating and surveillance with drones, too, mm-hmm. where they can actually, like, you know, they can actually see the situation before an officer arrives. So they give an example of somebody in a parking garage. It looked like he had a gun, so officers were called or whatever. And when the drone got lower, he had a lighter that was shaped like a gun. It was like an L-shaped lighter. And can you imagine how differently a situation would be? You know, people are concerned that they're, you know, going to invade people's privacy and just surveil for the sake of surveilling. But I think it's kind of cool. I think Jonah needs to get his drone game up. Like, we could be utilizing him a little bit more for this.
Yeah, it was 1 year ago that he flew his, earned his title, Jonah. He flew. Matt, you wouldn't believe this. We were on top of the Kenmore rooftop.
In Albany.
It was one of our first weeks with the drone, and we sent it through the fireworks in the Empire State Plaza. And they were, like, blowing up right in front of it, and we got some of the most epic footage of all time. And a warning from the FFA, but
FAA, yeah.
FAA.
But worth it, right?
Worth it, 100%. Yeah, a little slap on the wrist, but then we made him get his license after that, and he learned about how illegal that
was. I didn't know if you were going to say the fact that he didn't even have his license at the time. But, yeah, that's just the risk ain't worth the reward. Like, everybody's seen pics of fireworks. But
all the backlash was like, what if it fell on a kid? And I'm like, why is your kid underneath fireworks?
Yeah, what, like, if a firework fell on a kid?
What,
you
if
know?
What is he, catching the embers?
No.
He can't be hit by a drone? Nobody's underneath the fireworks. Not saying there's 0% chance something went wrong there, but if it got knocked over, it's going into the water.
Fireworks are just too messy, too dangerous. My dad was a big safety guy growing up with the sparklers. Like, he put the fear of God in me at 4th of July parties. Like, I'm just not here for them. I did watch the New York City ones are spectacular, though. Like, that's the only place you have a free pass to post. Like, it literally is in the whole river.
Yep.
And they're just like, it just looks like this incredible celebration. So that, I think, maybe would be, like, photo-worthy. But other than that, no shot.
Yeah, we were, so at the party, they were filming for the show. They're doing a reality show about June Farms and all of the people who work there, or the cast members. It was quite the sight to see. And the film production company, there's like 20 people there. It's a legit film crew. And they couldn't drone in the fireworks because it wasn't legal.
Yep.
So guess who they hired to come drone?
Oh, God.
Our boy Chris.
No.
Yeah, he was there.
Oh, my God.
They're like, yeah, you can't legally do it. So I'm sending my drone in.
Great.
So, yeah, that was cool. But so that was your peak? That was your pit?
It was a peak in a pit, really.
All right, I'll get into mine. Peaks and Pits is and was brought to you by Old Brick Furniture.
Ooh.
If you're like Taylor and you see a better future for yourself and where you're living.
There you go.
You go to Old Brick. They've got a little bit of everything to enhance your home. You guys know I got my couch there, and it's by far the best couch of all time. And now I'm ready for a new mattress.
Hell yeah.
It's literally going to be my first mattress ever. Have you ever purchased a mattress, Matt?
Purchased a mattress?
Yeah.
Not me personally,
yeah,
no.
Me neither. I've always had hand-me-downs. My girlfriend had one when we moved in. I've never bought a mattress. But now I'm 30. You know, back pain has entered the chat.
Mm.
Sleep becomes more important.
Mm.
Neck pain if I don't sleep in the right direction. I got two dogs sleeping all over me. So, like, I need a proper place to rest.
Yep.
So I'm doing it right, dropping some dollars and going to Old Brick Furniture. They have this thing called the bed match where you literally, like, lay on the bed and they work with you and contort it and figure out exactly what you want, which is what I need because I have no idea what I like.
Yeah, and a bed is a big investment. So if you can actually get, like, they literally print a piece of paper for you and give you recommendations on what kind of mattress. So at least you know your money's well spent. I don't really know what kind of sleeper you are. Like, does it take you a long time to fall asleep? I can imagine no.
Yeah.
Really?
No, totally. It honestly totally depends. Totally depends.
So, like, walk me through your nighttime routine.
I watch an episode of Mad Men.
What time? What time?
Around 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Then 10 o'clock, I shut everything off. Turn my computer off, turn my phone off, and just listen to music.
Phone off?
Yeah, if I can. Which is hard to do, but it's truly, otherwise I can be up till midnight.
You don't set an alarm?
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, I don't turn my phone off.
Oh.
I just don't use it.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, well, there's a difference.
I put it on the charge.
All right. Fair.
And then I try to spend like an hour just vibing to music, and that helps me fall asleep.
You lay in bed with the music on?
Sometimes on the couch.
And you're trying to sleep on the couch?
No, I just get sleepy on the couch, and then I move into the bed when I'm ready to go
Where's
to bed.
Where's your girlfriend?
Usually with me. Or she,
getting
she,
sleepy
she,
on the couch?
She can fall asleep in an instant, okay. So she usually all goes right to bed.
Yeah, and then you'll get sleepy on the couch and be like, all right, I'm tuckered out.
Yes.
That's around 11.
Because if I'm on my computer, I'll stay up until I force myself to go to sleep just because it's so bright.
Yeah.
Phone, a little bit the same thing. It does. What's the thing in your brain that keeps going, Matt? You know this.
The thing in your brain that keeps
going?
Yeah,
it triggers something in your brain.
Oh, that's one I'm going to have to look up.
Oh, come on, Matt.
Matt. It's basic science.
I know about, like, the blue light. And
yeah, it's like what blue light deflects because otherwise.
Energy vibes.
It keeps you up.
I don't know.
Keeps your brain moving. So, yeah, I turn everything off, but you know, I've just had a couple mornings where things don't work out right, so.
I mean, I do know you stretch in the morning. I know your morning routine a little better than your nighttime routine, so maybe you could cut that out if you get the right mattress.
No, I still got to stretch.
Okay.
My Uncle Jerry's 76, still goes skiing and does triathlons, and all he does is he stretches.
Wow, good for him. How many Sam Adams a day?
Probably.
We'll have to ask him.
It's a great question.
Thank
That's probably
you.
The real secret.
Okay.
What is it, Matt?
You're talking about your circadian rhythm?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
Nice.
There we go.
We'll cut the part where he Googled it. Let's just give him the little boost now, you know, like he knew.
There we go.
Circadian rhythm.
Well, today is a special day because 34 years ago, Seinfeld debuted.
Is that your peak?
Oh, crap.
Sorry, I got you
I'm
off
jumping
with the
topics.
I got you off with the routine.
My peak was I spent 2 weekends in a row staycationing locally in the Adirondacks.
That's what I'm trying to say. Look at how different our lives are. I'm tanning in my backyard, and you're just gallivanting the Adirondacks like it's no big deal.
What's stopping you?
I don't have a lake house in Paris. Neither do I.
And that's
house.
My peak because I spent a lot of time in the Adirondacks, but it's usually at my parents' lake house or a friend's house, which I'm lucky to have. But, you know, that's always the same old routine. And for the first time ever, I stayed at the lodge at Scroon Lake was last week. And then Shore, all right, you got Shore
oh, no.
Something
Matt,
Meadow.
To work.
Shore Something Meadow in
Lake George. It's right in downtown Lake George. Shore Something Meadows. Damn it. And it was the first time I've ever stayed in Lake George.
I'm just
really?
Saying, just Shore Meadows. Shore Meadows Motel, is that it?
Yeah, yeah. MIPS, Shore Meadows.
Lake George or Bolton Lodge. Or in between?
No, straight up downtown Lake George. Nice. It was like right on the edge, wasn't in the heart of it, but yeah. I went completely by myself and after the Adirondack Wine Fest, stayed over, and it was one of the most peaceful, rejuvenating things I've ever done.
By yourself?
Yeah, completely by myself.
What?
The first one was not pet friendly, so yeah, I just took the opportunity. I went up, and I've never thought of just like renting a place.
Yeah.
Just for like a casual overnight, and it was super, just a super thing to do.
Wow.
Like, it's you don't need that much. It's like $100 to stay over. They had a little private beach. I walked to a restaurant. I didn't say a word to anybody other than my waiters for like 20 hours
That's
in a row.
That's cool. I like that shit. That's yeah. good stuff.
Yeah. I went to Mario's restaurant. I got 4 appetizers, and that was my meal.
Pizza? Is that a pizza place?
No, Mario's. No, it's like a fine Italian dining at the far end of the Lake George Village. Like you go past the Marriott.
Oh, okay.
It's right before you get back into the stretch to go to Bolton.
Got it.
And then, yeah, hit some pancake place in the morning, and I didn't want to leave.
Wow, good for you. I really like yeah. that. I always encourage like solo stuff. You know, I think people don't envision themselves doing it. They're too worried about what other people think. I think you and I obviously are predisposed to not caring what other people think and just being naturally extroverted and like risk taking. But when I lived in New York City by myself, I would go out to dinner every night. I mean, sometimes I would eat Chipotle and watch Seinfeld in my little apartment, but other times I just was like, hey, I deserve this. I'm going to treat myself and have a glass of wine. Or now, I mean, you can get buried in your phone, but if you can choose not to do that and just sit and enjoy. That's how I almost got picked up by what I thought were swingers in Lake Placid. I lived in Lake Placid by myself for like 3 weeks. I was acclimating to a new job that was based there, and I didn't have any accommodations in my motel with an M to cook or anything. And it was the dead of winter, so I had to go out every night. And I met some very interesting people that way. And on the train, like there's just so many places you can rejuvenate to your point and do it by yourself without being so attached to somebody or something.
Yeah. And
cool.
then last week I went to the lodge in Scroon Lake, which I've been sleeping on Scroon Lake.
I want to go there.
It's so much fun. It's kind of like the Sagandaga in the sense that it's probably half the size of Lake George, but it comes with all the same stuff. Cool houses, great town downtown strip.
Oh, really?
And then the lodge was renovated by Chris Foley Bros and Bonaccio as kind of like a passion project. They saved this old Bible camp.
Whoa.
And converted it into like a high-end cabins and resorts. So it
wow.
was very cool.
Bible camp. That's icing on the cake for me. I'm in now.
Yeah.
I'm in.
There's a lot of people like who are from the Bible camp still there. It's called Word of Life.
Wait, really? Like
were,
in the town?
Like they were just staying there because they love the property
oh,
so much.
Oh, okay. Got it,
and
got it.
It just opened a couple weeks ago, so we were some of the first to christen it. It was a good time.
We got to do something more official on staycations because this is a beat that I think people really look to us for and appreciate that we do, you know? Because
yep.
I'm not... I sold my Taylor Swift tickets.
You did?
I did, yeah.
Oh.
I just can't swing it this year. Just like a week in LA in August. Like, it's just not going to work for our schedule. And I took the high road in terms of making a good investment. And but now I'm like, okay, now I'm not wasting a week in the middle of the summer to go to LA. I can't sit and tan in my backyard. I got to go somewhere. And at first I'm like, do I go to like Cape May? Or I've been to Cape Cod when I was a kid. But like, where can I go? Fortunately, it's a little too late because everything is expensive AF, like even for a night. But maybe a staycation, maybe I need to think a little bit more regionally to get that effect of just like water, some seafood or whatever you want, and that kind of peaceful time.
Yeah, you should hit up the lodge. They got a little
yeah,
private
maybe I'll just
beach.
Do that.
They had some guy with a little portable bar who was just slinging. We were like his only customers all day.
Oh, that's cool.
Still getting, like, they're still, you know, working the kinks out and kind of opening up. And We just kept walking back to him and became his friend.
Wow. What was he making for you?
He was pouring which we can't talk about.
A porch pint.
Porch pint.
There we go.
It was a proper porch pint.
Proper porch pint.
But yeah, you brought up Seinfeld, and today is an important day because 34 years ago, Seinfeld debuted before we were even born. And what people don't know is that the entire concept of Seinfeld revolves around going two buttons deep, which we've always known. And I didn't know. Seinfeld has always been an inspiration of mine. I've seen his stuff. We've loved him, but I never watched his show. And I've always known, just like Mad Men, which I'm doing now, I just knew I would watch it during the right time of my life. And I started at probably the end of 2021, and it was the perfect time of my life. I think I was like a little younger than Jerry, but obviously he was a little more successful at that time as himself in the show. But it was like kind of a simulation, and I literally have this a note in my phone, like in the notes app, of all the remarkable similarities. Every day I would watch one episode a day, and it like literally would be like there was an episode about his neighbors making noise and fucking Sam Mir was downstairs making a shit ton of noise, making a TikTok. And it was just the most remarkable alignment. So the fact that this show, which I didn't know was coming, started off with a joke about going two buttons deep. And then the final scene of the final episode is them in jail together. And he goes, go two buttons deep. It looks better that way. And I'm like, this is just some, I'm in a simulation. Like something bigger is happening here. And it got me hyped up.
It's freaky. It's really freaky. Because I watched Seinfeld. I knew my parents watched it growing up. They watched it as adults. I was growing up while they were watching Seinfeld. And then when I lived in New York, funny enough, for a brief time, that's kind of what I would watch. And I was alone. I was borrowing someone's apartment on the Upper East Side. And I literally would get Chipotle on the nights I wasn't going out hanging by myself and watch Seinfeld. So I didn't ever really watch it start to finish until probably more recently. And it's just my, like I call them like safe space shows where you can just put something on. And it wasn't until you started watching as the old soul that you are, like monitoring your episode intake per night, that you started listing off all these things. And then we're like, oh my God, the characters like the Elaine and Jerry and we all know a Kramer and a George. And like, what does this mean? What does this mean to you? And then you shared the video today, and I'm like, I almost knew what it was as soon as you shared it, but I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, the video was the first scene, and then fast forward, yada, 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 to the last scene. And it was Daryl Blonde, of all people, who sent it our way.
Mm.
And
he knows.
He knows. He gets it.
He knows
it.
What it means.
What does it mean? I think it's...
Come on. If you guys watch this scene... He literally explains why being one button deep is lame.
Yep.
Like, we didn't, we swear to God, we didn't know.
Mm-hmm. It means to me that we're doing the right thing because on Netflix, I'm blanking on the word, but there's a word they use to describe it. It's like nonsense, but it's not that.
Oh, I can picture it like in the title, but I don't know.
Now, oh.
Are you sure it's not nonsense? Matt, this would be almost incomprehensible to Google.
Is you talking about how it's a show about nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah, but on Netflix,
it's a show about nothing. It's like nonsense or like...
On Netflix, they always have like a descriptor word of like, you know, like easy watching or like thriller or documentary. And this is like...
Pulling it up.
It's going to be hard for you to find, so you're not going to get docked.
I need to wait for this to come through my brain.
Oh, God.
Witty and irreverent.
Irreverent.
Irreverent. Oh. No way. Go, Matt. Go.
Irreverent.
Matt's hired. Let's go.
All right. So first,
good job, Matt.
It inspired me that Jerry was able to create this success over nothing. It's a show about nothing. There's never a lesson in it. And that's two buttons deep. Like we get people try and roast us all the time. They're like, this isn't important. This is stupid. Yeah.
Of course.
We know.
And we're all self-aware.
Yes.
Self-aware is a big part of this whole little thing we got going on.
It's water cooler talk. It's stuff worth talking about.
Yeah.
And it's subjective. It's stuff we think is worth talking about. And you can follow along if you want. So the fact he was able to create this wildly successful sitcom without a single lesson, without a single hero or villain or anything.
Or it's like just, no like character development. Like nobody changed. Like the arc of everybody is the same for nine seasons.
It's just themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's why it worked. And then I was on ChatGPT.
Oh, no.
And I asked them, what is two buttons deep? And it said, yada, 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 highlighting the irreverent personalities of upstate New York. And I was like, we're doing it.
We're jumping in. We're doing it.
We're Seinfeld
this.
2.0. I mean, I'm Jerry. You're Elaine. Drew's Kramer. And Brian is George. Let's be honest. It's
perfect.
It
couldn't fit even better. I don't know where Jonah. Who's Jonah? Jonah Peterman?
Jonah's Larry David. He helps create it all.
Hey, I like that for Jonah. I think that's really good. And I think it's very on brand for everybody. It's like, I mean, I can't imagine how people would react to us talking about it this way.
Oh, I have a fly in my beer.
Oh, no. It's kind of a big one, too. Did it just get in my water from your beer?
No, it's right there.
Was that a fly or something worse?
That was a big old fly. Do I drink it?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're not, I'm going to because it's hot out here.
It is very hot.
Yeah, I wonder, like, because I think anything, like, shows are also so... Shows play such a huge role in people's lives, like music and other things. And I think there's, you know, you kind of find your people in life that get that. Like, I've always appreciated going to a concert and just being in that like-minded group of people type of situation. So Seinfeld is one of those things that, you know, it connects with us in this deep way. I don't know that someone on the street would understand what we're trying to say. Like, I sent that video to both of my parents because they did watch it. Neither of them responded. So I don't even know if they would get it. Like, I got no answer from them.
All right. Welcome back from our first ever heat break.
Love that for us.
Which I think confirms it's the hottest day on earth.
Fuck that. I'm just not.
It's literally.
I'd like to have a word with our mother.
Let's have a word with our phone, which just overheated. It quit. It quit. We put it in bad working conditions.
Mother Nature does not understand that this is the weather that people have been praying for, myself included. So we need to deal with its consequences, right? You know my rant. If we're out here complaining about the heat, fuck off, to put it simply.
But then the second it goes below 60, Matt, oh, this weather. Oh, why do I live here? Can we open a Florida office?
100%.
I don't want to be here.
These are all, you could quote me, put it on a t-shirt, do whatever you want. Like I said, I'm envisioning a better life for myself, and that means living in whatever hemisphere, axis, cloud coverage is going to give me warm weather all year long.
So if yesterday was the hottest day recorded on Earth,
That's crazy.
Does that make this hell's front porch?
Oh, my God. It's way too early to make that call, Jack. It's way too early.
Yeah.
The 12 seasons of upstate New York need to a little time to breathe, I think, after all this rain. We've been thrown for a loop.
I think it's definitely a tease. I think it's the first step to hell's front porch, but there's many steps.
Oh, yeah. We're not even in August yet.
I will say when I was fact-checking earlier that yesterday was the hottest day recorded, so was July 3rd. So July 3rd was the hottest, and then July 4th immediately outranked it. Yeah, so we're getting there. We'll see what happens with today's weather. But
Team Climate Change 2024, vote for me. Sorry.
So we just wrapped up an exciting week of live shows.
Hell yeah, we did.
How do you feel?
I feel really good. I feel... Hashtag blessed to have the opportunity to put on two shows. I think that was something on the last episode of this show that we kind of went back and forth on. So just seeing our thought process and then like determination and will to get it done kind of play out over the last few weeks is something that I don't take for granted and that I like to reflect on after the fact in those quiet, make yourself sleepy on the couch kind of moments. And then I also feel really good that like you have these peaks in your life, you know, and we're lucky that we experience peaks very often being in entertainment where, you know, you're always going to have these height of the moments where it's like all eyes are on you, all the prep, all the shit. But guess what? The next day, you're fucking nobody. Mm-hmm. Like you go back to the same old shit. Nothing's different about your life. And we do it all over again. And I really felt that after these shows. Like, I had so much fun. I loved it. But I look at it as part of the job. I wake up the next day. I'm like, wow, I'm really proud of us. But, like, what's next? And I think we have that very good understanding of, like, the, not, like, the cyclical nature, but, like, just how we have to keep moving. I think people, I equate it to, like, weddings where, like, that's most people's, like, peak of their entire life when they have that pressure and that planning in that building. And then I always felt sad because the next day they're just regular people again. And we're lucky I chased that high. But I like that it's over when it's over. And that the next day I strolled Broadway and had brunch and did normal shit. So I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yep. I think it went very well. Very happy we did two shows. I think we got to keep that going forward.
What do you think the plan is? Well, first of all, how did you feel about it from behind the scenes?
Well, if you went to the Tuesday show, we had some tech blunders. And I'll say the same thing that I've said many times, that I had one professor in college who quite literally said this every single class, twice a week. He said, the only thing that gets between you and telling your story is technology.
Yep.
And I've added that winners prepare for it and losers use it as an excuse.
Yep.
When things go wrong, the computer crapped out.
Yep.
What can I do? The batteries went out.
Yep.
And we had that moment. It was a new issue, something we've never encountered. We used Canva presentation. And during the show, we're trying to play these videos, and there was a 5-second limit on every slide. And I had no idea.
Yep.
And so it's played 5 seconds of the video.
Damn.
And luckily, you have very good improv skills.
Thank you.
So you were, because, you know, if you crashed and burned and said, shit, and like waited for me to fix it, it would have been way harder.
What do you think would have happened? Like, did you think I was going to do that? What did you think I was going to do in that moment?
I literally just locked it. I was ready for you to
keep
crap
going.
Out. No, I was ready for you.
Not, really?
I don't know what I was expecting. I'm glad you did what you did. You just kept talking, which was hard because we prepped everyone to watch this video.
Yep.
But I was like, I need 2 minutes in front of 100 people to figure out this issue I've never figured out.
Yep.
And for the first half, I was like, I don't know if this is going to work. And we're going to have a video-less presentation, which would have been fine. Like, it is a podcast at the end of the day.
Yep.
So that was a blunder, but it made me super jazzed that we did two shows. So we had another chance to really rip it and do what we intended to do. And we learned a little bit. And that's, unfortunately, the only really way to get better is by doing.
Yeah, and I think, at this stage, we're selling out these venues, but they're still intimate and small. There's not a huge barrier to entry in terms of people getting into them besides getting the tickets. But, like, it's not like people are spending $100 on a gala and the band doesn't show up. Like, it's low risk, high reward to come out to these shows. People are understanding. I think podcast being the medium is, like, I have to remind myself, like, people listen to me all the fucking time. Just talk about nothing or whatever. And they're predisposed to just being there and having a good time no matter what. So I really do think we did a great job. And I think, I understand using technology as an excuse, but it's like, I use it as an excuse of the way of like, okay, at least that was what went wrong. Like, what if I sucked or, there was no energy or like, there's so many other things that we could control that would go wrong. So me as like being the one that's on stage and like, I do all the prep and I have to go out there and be funny, like I'm doing everything more or less everyone else is doing. Obviously, everybody has their things that they dial in on. But then at the end of the day, after setting it up, doing the gift bags, doing everything, I have to go out there and perform for people. And I think the reception and the DMs and the aftermath, I try to put my phone away for the whole night after and then really read through it in the morning. And I love that people love coming out. And the feedback that I've gotten is, I can't wait to go to the next one. And that is what keeps me going of like, we can keep building this and making it better. But I do wonder what is the next step after selling out two nights at, more or less 100 people all in. People were like, you got to do bigger venues, but we have our thoughts about that. So what do you envision for the next one? I guess the next one doesn't really count, but like, how do we handle that going forward in terms of the demand?
I think ideally we do like 3 to 5 shows in a week.
Really?
Yeah. I love that we have time to reset, especially if something goes wrong and,
if
we completely kind of switched everything we did by, because we had 48 hours to turn it around.
Yeah.
2 in 1 night, you really don't have that luxury. I think you do 2 in 1 night if you're like really renting a place.
Yeah.
So you don't have to rent it twice.
Yep.
But we've had we bring value to the places we've been doing. So it's usually just more of a trade deal. And if we have the luxury of having a couple nights, I think that's what we should do. Aim to do 3 shows in a week.
Wow, that's cool. I mean, I'm definitely going to need a budget for outfits in that case. But I think ideally we stick to the same venue 3 times in a row for our comfortability. But when you just said that out loud, I'm like, it's almost like, a comedian from New York City coming up to Albany, or maybe not Albany, but they're going to Albany, they're going to Syracuse, and they're going to, Rochester in 1 week. where we could potentially be like, oh, we're going to Saratoga one night. We're going to be in Schenectady the next night. I think we'd have to really lower our setup to be able to do that because we people that were there definitely understood all that goes into that this time. They saw us setting up. They saw all the added shit that we brought, merch, step and repeat, gift bags, tech. Like, this is an extremely involved show. So we don't really have that capability yet to take it to, like, multiple local cities, but I think for sure the demand is there to make the most on our investment and just repeat the same set a few times for new people.
Yeah. No, I think it's really locking in the venue, pimping it out in our way, and like making sure they're okay with it staying that way for the week.
100%. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. But yeah, everything that we could control went really well, and I think we should be really proud of that. And I don't always want to get cheesy, but you know, like I said, I'm the one on stage, but it's really not about me at all. It's about everybody that puts this together and, you know, just how many local people we actually work with. Like, there's the team that gets some props and tags, and then there's all these other vendors and companies that play into it. And I think, you know, them seeing our success, whether it's like Screen Designs and Schenectady or whatever, like, in a weird way, we're like creating like business opportunities by doing this. You know, we create like entertainment opportunities for people to come out and see a show. But at the same time, this is like, I said, very effing involved. And that's cool that, like today I was just thinking, I'm like, I can't believe all the shit that we do. And we just taught ourselves, like running the merch store. I'm like, how did we just said we're going to do merch and now we run a full-fledged merch operation? We just said we were going to do live podcasts and now we run full-fledged live podcast operations. Like, we're self-made in that way that we've relied on ourselves and our abilities and Google.com to figure it out, and we're out here doing it. So I saw one person commented, someone was giving us shit on the first show on Facebook, as they do, and I don't mind that at all, obviously, but someone was like, give them a break, like, this is their job, they're just out here having fun, like, and it seems like it's working, so like, who are you? You know,
yeah,
they wanted me to unbutton my blazer, like, come on, who are you?
Maybe you did. You got to come out to the show to see.
Exactly.
Yeah, we had to cut some stuff from the show, but it is the full episode. You can see the show in its entirety, thanks to Matt, Facebook, YouTube, and that's going to be a thing going forward, as well as here with Behind the Buttons. You can watch it, just in case you want to see the beautiful view here at Carson's Woodside Tavern behind us.
Yep.
Or you can watch. Sweat. Yes.
Sweat equity, sweat pouring down, the whole nine.
I think I'm the sweatiest I've ever been on a show, minus last year, after we did the therapeutic courses, we went to the
You were sweaty
the
then.
Horseshoe.
Yep.
I think I did the show shirtless. It was very
hot.
Oh
my god, you did!
But we were under
no.
a tent. Right now, I'm in direct sun. My knees, am I burnt, Matt?
Not burnt, but you might be getting there.
I'm getting there. My
how
knees.
How many buttons deep is shirtless?
I might need to go buttons deep too, and I think that's going to take us to our next topic. We are in a new era of merch. Here at Two Buttons Deep, we have some of the best items we've ever had, and it's so fulfilling because, you know, we started small, we figured it out as we went, we've worked with local people, a lot of trial and error figuring out what we like, what our audience likes, and I'm super proud of everything we've put together. It's all true to us, it's all made locally, and we debuted an item that is part of our origin story.
Yeah.
We don't know. We used to wear Hawaiian shirts in college, and we would document how drunk we were and how much fun we were having by how many buttons deep we were. Two buttons deep is the sweet spot. That's why we picked it. Well, we tried to be three buttons deep, but someone took the handle, so we became two buttons deep. But regardless, Hawaiian shirts are in our DNA.
Yep.
And we've never wanted to cheap out and make a bad Hawaiian shirt. There's all these custom ink options where you can just, you know, get it screen printed on. But that's lame. And you can just tell when a Hawaiian shirt's from Walmart.
Walmart.
It looks boxy. It doesn't look good. And I've waited patiently 6 years for the right opportunity to come up for us to make a Hawaiian shirt. And it finally did when a company called Old Smoke slipped in our DMs. And I knew Old Smoke. They make that super popular horse racing Hawaiian shirt with all of the numbers all over it. Everyone was jazzed about that last year. I figured it was a national company. They were that popular all over America.
Totally.
And he slides in our DMs and goes, I'm based in Saratoga. Let's do something together. And we met at our office, a.k.a. Stewart's.
Yep.
Literally. We met at the exit 13 Stewart's and had a great business meeting. Learned about his operation. He learned about ours. Two worlds collided. And now we have the all buttons deep Hawaiian shirt. And I got to say, this is one of the greatest shirts ever. And I'm biased, but it's true.
It's sick.
It's so sick. It fits so well. This is a medium. It's got long arms. It's got a little, what's the fabric? The 5%?
It's 95% polyester.
5%
spandex.
So it's
it's kind of like moisture wicking, yeah, Nike-ish.
And trust me when I say I am the sweatiest I have ever been in my life right now.
And you can't tell.
You can't tell.
You have no sweat stains.
This is incredible. This is the shirt you need for going proper buttons deep in the great upstate. I could not be more thrilled. If we had a bullshit Hawaiian, Walmart Hawaiian shirt, you'd be seeing my pit stains down to the south. But We took the high road. It's a real deal. It costs a pretty penny. We're not cheaping out here, and neither should you, because we have only made 100 of these, and that's all we're going to make, at least of this style.
Yep.
So if you want to be a part of the original Hawaiian shirt nation, one of 100, right here, they're on sale now.
Wow, maybe
come
you should.
Come and join the club.
Maybe you should remake your Hawaiian shirt nation video. How funny would that be to do a parody of your parody?
I might have to.
That could be a cool way to promote this. And listen, I'm obviously the fashionista, but this is buttonista approved. Like, it doesn't look over the top. I think it's something that whether you know two buttons deep or not, you would wear. And I am a quality gal. So this, like, you guys have dressed it up and worn it with, like, slacks and a belt to, like, more kind of formal events. Like, you know, Jack and the team, they're not the most formal guys. So when they dress down for a dressed up event, I want to make sure they still look sharp and cool. My dad bought one, and Elle, our other intern, was like, you know, she said the price, and my dad looks at her and he goes, but I'm her father. Because it's not, it's not wildly expensive, but she gave him no deal. She had no deal. He bought it, of course. He wanted to support our vision. She didn't know what else to do. I was trying to get her to take a picture on the step and repeat, but.
We gave him some stickers.
Oh, you gave him some, okay, good. That's a good trade, Matt. Thank you. Yeah, those are priceless.
That's the father of the founder discount.
Does Matt have one? Matt's got to get one.
Yeah, Matt, you'll get this at the end of your internship.
I would love one.
And you got to
rep it. No, he's got to wear it in the beginning.
Well,
you can't make him wait for it.
All right.
No, he's got
to wear it to the track.
Yeah, he's got to have it this summer. He's probably small, so it won't, no skin off our back.
All right.
But yeah, no, these are great. I think they're really cool. We actually sold a couple at the live show. We had a record merch sale thanks to our interns. And I think the other thing with the merch, I mean, this is flashy, but it's approachable. It's easy. We're not like overdoing it. We're not overthinking these designs. We're not getting super freaking fancy with it. It's just merch that represents the great upstate, things that we love, phrases, things that you guys have told us what to put on merch, basically. You know, like we throw out all these tricky catchphrases and stuff that comes up in podcasts all the time, and then we take what sticks and we run with it. And that's where I feel like we develop some of the better pieces from this line.
100%. So if you want to check out our new merch line, go to 2buttonsdeep.store.
There you go.
2buttonsdeep.store or 2buttonsdeep.com. I think we're giving up on websites. It just forwards to our store now. Matt was like, your website's not working. And I was like, I know.
Yep.
And instead of fixing it, we were just forwarding it to our store, which does work and makes us money.
Yep. We'll get back to the website game someday. But in the meantime, go check out the new merch. Rep your favorites. Hand shipped by yours truly from my garage. And we'll throw in a couple extra goodies for you, too, when you buy something.
Yeah. The first 200 orders we get on the merch store starting now gets a sweet 6-inch upstate decal for the back of your car.
Yep.
Which is great.
That's the average size here in upstate New York, 6 inches. That's incredible.
Complain.
That's a great stat. Yeah. That's very good. That's why we came up with that.
Actually, it's 5 inches.
Oh, no, of course.
We'll tell people
it's classic 6-incher would say it's 6 when it's really
it
five.
It looks 6. Last time I checked, it was 6, but I'm pretty sure it's 5.
Okay, well.
Regardless, I cannot wait to see those start popping up on cars like you see the bird poop.
For sure, yeah. This will be the next iteration.
Yes. All right, up next, peek into the week, brought to you by AAA. If you're going anywhere, yeah. AAA is always with you every day.
With you all the way.
AAA is always with you all the way.
No.
All the way.
AAA is always with you every day.
With you all the way. Did you know they had a theme song?
I did, and it's an awesome jingle.
It's a good one. There's a good story behind it, too. We've recapped it, but, like, local, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, but if you're going anywhere, get AAA. We all started being members a couple months ago. obviously, they do the roadside assistance 24/7, 365.
Everybody knows that, Jack. Everybody knows that. Stop it.
But it's like...
It's more than that.
There's so... I know, but, like, there's nothing worse than breaking down. You couldn't change a tire.
Tell them something they don't know about AAA, though.
You get discounted tickets to Valley Cats, Hoffman Car Wash, shopping, Legoland. There's, like... Actually, a million things you get a pretty solid discount on, including the Great Escape, which we were thinking of going to. Literally half off tickets.
Yep.
So it's basically, remember in elementary school, there you would sell like those giant coupon books?
Oh, yeah.
It's basically that. If you're a AAA member, and I did the math, if you bought two Great Escape tickets with your AAA discount, you already pay off your annual membership.
It's crazy.
It's like $80. So it's fiscally irresponsible not to be a AAA member.
Totally.
Unfortunately, none of us have broken down yet, so we'll get to talk about it when that happens. But until then, we're using the discounts and singing the theme song.
And making our parents proud. I think that's a huge part of having AAA is just that flex, that gold card. It looks good. It feels good in your wallet. And you got to have that mother freaking thing on you to use it. So don't forget it. I actually thought when I mentioned earlier how I wanted to do maybe a little quick staycation-ish. Like, they have travel agents there. And I was online all day yesterday on Airbnb, on hotels. Like, can I go to York Beach, Maine? Can I go here? And literally part of me was like, I should just reach out to a travel agent and see who can get me the best deal in a, 300-mile radius of upstate New York. And can they book that for me through AAA? I'll get a discount, and I don't have to worry about it. Like, I think people our age don't think about travel agents because we have everything at our disposal. But I kind of almost just feel like you said, like, just not leaving it up to God, but, like, I'm putting the phone away and I'm just trusting. I might actually do that and see if they could plan me a little trip for a few days.
All right. Well,
isn't that
down.
Cool?
Yeah, they got one in Saratoga. They got one in Clifton Park, Schenectady. They're all over. Yep. So, don't think it's just your parents thing. Hop on a AAA, join the bandwagon.
Totally.
And, it helps you everywhere, but it really helps you when you need it.
Yes.
So, go to AAA.com to find your local club.
Oh, wait. I actually have a funny story. My mom needed new tires. This isn't funny, though, but she needed new tires over the holiday weekend. And sometimes when you go to tire places, they won't, like, they have certain rules and regulations. So she was at the Walmart Auto Center, and they were like, we can't take these tires off because it's not in our protocol to do it. And she was in a pinch. So she's like, I need to go today. And she calls me, and she goes, oh, I found a place that'll do it. It's Mavis Discount Tire in Saratoga on Broadway. And I'm like, Mom, that's where the limo crash, like, that's where the limo crash brakes were not done. That was the whole thing is right on Broadway in Saratoga across from Concord Pools.
Yep.
So even though she was in a pinch and I was so glad she's getting new tires, I'm like, I don't really feel that comfortable about you going there. And then my boyfriend was like, well, you got to make sure, like, see how much they're going to charge you because they're literally just changing a tire. Don't let them charge you $100 or whatever. But again, in a pinch, pouring rain, we get there. I have the tire in my back seat and she comes out and she goes, they're not going to charge me. They just want me to leave a good review. And I'm like, no shit, because they've probably been hosed for the past 3 years. And I'm not making light of the situation. It's horrible. I didn't even want my mom to go there. But they must not be on some kind of redemption tour. And we're in the car, and she's like, okay, you leave it. I go, on now. I'm not leaving it for TaylorRayo@gmail.com. I'm like, you can leave it. I mean, I'm sure they're a fine place. There's bad people in every industry or people that cut corners. But there was a little part of me that was like, I don't know. It's a little too soon.
Yeah, but how did Mavis as a corporation not be like, let's just scrap that one after that? Like, how are they on a redemption tour?
That's what I mean. Like, literally, like, I think they would have charged her probably close to $100 for changing the tire. And they said, we'll do it for free if you leave Blake a good review. So, I mean, she did it. She took that bait for sure. But, yeah, it's not good for the brand. Not a good comeback tour to be on.
Ugh. Well, no. I got to go to AAA because they also service cars. And I went to a local car dealership. Won't say who it was.
Yeah,
but
we don't name names.
Starts with a D. And I go in because, as you know, my lights don't work.
Yes.
It's a very simple task. Mm. Fixing one of my lights. I don't know which because I'm in the
light,
car.
Brake light. Whatever.
It's one of those.
It's a biggie.
So it's a biggie. So I go in. You've been yanking my chain about it. I go in. Oh, Mr. Carpenter, we can fix this and that and this and that. And my dad always tells me, ever since I got a car, he's like, you're going to spend $1,000 a year maintaining your car. It's not a fun $1,000 just to spend, but you got to do it.
Yeah.
So that came to my mind. I said, yep, sure, sure, sure. $1,000 later, I get my car back. And then I see Taylor a couple days later. She's like, your taillight's still out. Thanks, dip.
You let them yank your six-incher. That's what you let them do there. AAA, they won't do
so
that.
So I'm going to AAA. If you remember, you get a percent off there.
Yeah,
I think it's 15%.
Yeah, 10%, yeah. I think, off your labor. So
So I'm going to go say, fix my light and nothing else. Thank you. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, good luck.
But peek into the week brought to you by AAA. July 21st.
Yep.
You sold your Taylor Swift ticket. I'm going. So this might be our last show until then. I'm going to Denver to see Taylor Swift.
Yep.
And I will be wearing a diaper.
Okay. Yeah. Love that.
No,
good job.
Just
what are you going to wear to Taylor Swift? You got a Swiftie outfit? Does Hannah have one?
Yes. Don't know what she's wearing. She's definitely like preparing something though.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Her friend sent her a shirt that says Swiftie. And I think that's pretty funny. So I might wear that.
You might wear that. Okay.
But we're going to do the friendship bracelets, the whole thing.
You flying out there?
Yeah, I was going to road trip, but yeah. I can't take 2 weeks off.
Yeah, we're in the grind.
We're in the thick of the summer, so yeah, I'll be in Denver, then back, so taking a little time off next week, but I'll be back in time for Saturday?
Friday at 6 p.m., the 21st of July.
Friday?
Matt, you around?
I'll be here.
Oh, yeah.
You gluten-free? You got any dairy issues?
Not that I know of.
Cool.
All right.
It didn't come up when we Googled you, so I didn't think so, but just want to make sure.
Friday the 21st, Saratoga County Fair, one of the most legendary fairs around. I will be hosting a Stewart's ice cream eating competition. The winner will win free pints for a year, and it's going to be bonkers. There's a kids competition and an adult competition, which is perfect because I kind of warmed up for this.
Yep.
A couple weeks ago, I hosted an event at Best Buddies at Cross Gates. Great event, awesome turnout, and we had Back Nine Bri compete because I'm like, we got this bigger one coming up. Let's let Brian start here.
A little preliminary.
But we didn't have categories, which meant Brian was going up against little kids. And he absolutely smoked them.
Smoked.
He left them in the dust so bad we couldn't even post the video because it's just a bad look for Back Nine. Who works with kids?
Yeah.
But he will be back for redemption. Again, he already won, but he's got real competition this time.
Yep.
At Saratoga County Fair, Stewart's Eating Ice Cream Competition.
Yeah, this is going to be a big one. It's our first time really covering the fair, which is a huge kind of weekend plans event here in the great upstate. And it's chocolate or vanilla ice cream, if you didn't know.
Yep.
Apparently, like, the world record locally is, like, 30 seconds. So that's no joke. I mean, a pint is a lot.
It took Brian about a minute 20 across gates. And I've seen this before. They used to do it at the track, but now it's at the fair.
Yep.
And I saw the one at the track. To be fair, it was a hot day, which helps.
So the ice cream's already melted, in your words.
Melted
with an I, yeah.
And that's the key factor is how quickly.
All right, don't give away the trade secrets.
Touche. But I saw somebody down. I would have guessed it would take 2 minutes to eat a whole pint.
I have
but
a
he
huge
did it
question.
In about 35 seconds.
Do they have plastic spoons?
Yes, but most people do without.
Oh.
Face to pint.
No, you don't say.
Yep.
Because I was just thinking about how, like, you know when you get takeout and you ask for plastic utensils because you're team climate change like me and you don't care? And, like, a plastic spoon is very narrow versus even a regular spoon at home. Don't even get me started on, like, a soup spoon level. So a plastic spoon would be near impossible to get anywhere near the record in this case.
That's why we were talking about possibly bringing, like, a dry freezer. Or a dry ice freezer or whatever.
It should be, yeah.
So
it should be
comes
fair.
Out rock hard, and you really got to work for it.
Yeah, people love eating competitions. There was all that drama yesterday or on July 4th when you're listening to this with the hot dog eating competition. I saw this other record locally I wanted to run by you. Didn't know this was a thing, but Esperanto's on Caroline Street in Saratoga. So they do an O-Boy eating competition, which if you're my age, it's still a Doughboy, but now they've rebranded. It's O-Boys. And the winner, he ate 4 in 2 minutes and 32 seconds.
Wow.
Really? Because when I first read it, just...
It's not impressive, but it's like, more than I could do.
I was just like, and so what? Like, should we invite him? Like, I just, it just didn't really seem like what you want to hang your hat on. I mean, and oh boy, is that's an investment. That's like a little mini calzone. So that's four and a little under 3 minutes.
That's a lot.
I guess, but like, it's, oh boy, yeah, for oh boy, I wasn't like,
it's
totally
not impressive. I think you'd have to really eat that in a competitive style with like the water soaking and I was thinking it'd be funny. Barstool did a very early on hot dog eating competition, so maybe we do that and try and beat it. I'd be like a little worried for our safety, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do an oh boy. I think there's a hot dog eating contest in my future. I don't know about ice cream. It's one of those things you don't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
And I think obviously Brian's a better competitor for this, but I am looking forward to going to the fair.
Yeah.
I heard there's a chance for me to milk a cow there.
Oh.
Now we're talking. That's bucket list.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not, right?
Love that. Yeah, we're going to have some fun there. I haven't been there in probably a decade. You
oh,
ever go
God,
there, Matt?
More than that.
I haven't been personally, no.
Cool.
But I'll be there to eat some ice cream.
Yeah,
we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, I say we go balls to the walls at the Saratoga County Fair.
Yep.
September 21st.
July. Jesus H. Christ.
It's going to be September before we know.
I don't even want to hear that.
Yeah, catch us there in September, July.
July.
It's going to be a good time. There's no sign-ups. You have to show up for a chance to be in it.
Yep.
We will pick 12 names out of a hat. Mm-hmm. So come on up. Obviously, there's a ton of good stuff to do there. It's always sunny in Saratoga. It's going to be a good time. So you don't need your raincoat. So wear something from our merch store. Go to twobuttonsdeep.store. Check it out. Get that free upstate decal. And we will see you guys on the internet.
Later.